With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Well, hello, this is Stewie. We are having a sexy party with Manny Moonraker on the Tempest Universe. Cheers!
China!
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
It's China to me, China.
Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside.
China!
This is the Tempest Universe, man. Hold on to your ass, you're in for a hell of a ride.
Welcome to the show. Come back again. You know, I got this, I think I mentioned it last time, I got this new boom arm here, so I don't have to have this mic right in front of me. But still, it's hard to judge exactly where the hell to put it, because I don't know if you even hear bugs in the background. You might, I'm not really sure. But it is Sunday, October the 16th. This is the one episode of the week. I am really working on trying to figure out how to do a second episode again, having two episodes a week, sometime in the middle of the week. I'm working on it. I'll get it together. Some of my thoughts were I should just do it at the liquor store during the week. Why not? For those of you who have missed an episode or two, I do own a liquor store now here in San Antonio. Okay, let me tell you what happened to me this past Saturday, actually. It turns out Bugs did not have a sitter for that day. You know, there was no one going to be at the house to watch him for a good 9 hours. And, you know, when you think that about your dog, is like he's going to have an accident. He's going to chew through the couch. He's going to rip out cables. He's just going to have a party. So I decided, well, we're just going to take him over to the liquor store sometime during the day, in the afternoon. Meanwhile, in the morning, I was going to go in and couldn't. It's the weirdest thing, but I've never noticed as a connoisseur of liquor that the bottles have to be dusted at least once or twice a week. And Saturday was the day I was going to dust. You know, I was there in my, you know, get my dusting outfit, you know, kind of like a French maid. And I was out there, you know, I made it through the whiskey. I went down the brandy aisle, got to the tequilas. I made it past the rum, but then it got to the wine. I was in there. I was in like Flynn. I almost made it to the end without an accident. And somehow one of the bottles towards the rear, and this is the Dark Horse Cabernet Sauvignon. And one of the fibers from, I don't even think I could laugh about it yet. One of the fibers from this dusting thingy got caught on the bottle in the back. Of course, I didn't see it. It was all the way to fucking the back. I pulled it. And man, I've never seen so many bottles just fall like dominoes. And the weird thing is that you guys have been through this, right? When you're in a situation, everything goes in fucking slow-mo. I literally remember this in slow-mo, to be honest. And there was one bottle of Cabernet that went left instead of right with the other bottles. And I saw myself. I'm grabbing for it. Meanwhile, the right of me, there's probably a good 30 bottles ready to just dive. But this one's already coming off the edge. I went to grab it. I batted it against the wall instead. It hit the floor, and then immediately I had to turn my sights to the other, 30, 40 bottles that were falling like fucking dominoes everywhere. Luckily, I saved it. I saved the other 40 bottles, not the one that hit the floor. But the entire place smelled like Cabernet the entire fucking day. I couldn't even save it. And then Bugs comes in, and there's a big steel door, heavy metal door, between the office and the actual store itself, the floor. And so we had to put Bugs back there. Bugs, he gets a little protective sometimes. And we'd close the door, and Bugs would find a way to get it open. It would just creak open every single time, and people would be in there, buying alcohol. And then you hear this creaking, and then Mini Cujo just starts barking at the customers. Like, I can't. I just threw my hands up. This Saturday is done. I don't want to deal with it no more. And now I'm here on Sunday. And by the way, for you guys in Texas, just so you know when the podcast is happening, the Cowboy games, the Cowboy game right now is the third quarter, 15 minutes to go. The Cowboys are down by 17, but that was expected, right? That was really expected. We got four articles to talk about today. One of them is actually from Killeen, Texas, or Kyleen, or Killeen, or Kellen. I don't know. However the fuck you want to express yourself in trying to read that name. But right here from Texas, we got one. We got stuff all over the place. So I'm glad we found some articles to talk about, to be honest. So we're going to start this with a tribute to one of my buddies, of course, and that is Joe Biden. This is for you, buddy. Check this out.
So get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Start my day. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Drink some water, brush my teeth. Get out of bed and I stretch. Bed and my hair is a mess. Look through my clothes for a fit. Anything I do is drip. Feel like a kid when I'm TikTok and I still keep it real as it is. I show my age, I don't switch often. I'm just as a dad as it gets. Try taking naps with my kids talking. I'm guessing this life how it is. And I can't wait for the weekend. Keep jammies on like I'm a kid. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Feel good, feel great, can't complain. Look out my window, see birds and sun's out, some clouds, it might rain. Siblings on my nerves again. Summertime, go for a swim. Wintertime, go grab a sled. Spring, I might need an umbrella. Fall back in school with my friends. Attitude change like the weather. My mom tell me it never ends. Like clocks, we evolve in a circle. Every 12 months, we do it again. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
first article, believe it or not, comes from George Knapp. Radiance Technologies. Apparently, according to George, they've become a major player in developing cutting-edge weapons and systems. Sorry, that's the whiskey kicking. for the Pentagon, they have 20 offices established in 17 states. Funny thing is that in this article, it says San Antonio, so I had to look it up. It's actually not that far from me, about 35 minutes, believe it or not. Apparently, the company itself has an interest in UAPs/UFOs. It's going to be a long day. So apparently, they were asked by Mr. Knapp, specifically Tim Tinsley, the president of the Radiance Technology Group, would they take a contract to take apart and figure out how a UFO works? He said, why not? I'm waiting for one of those. And he really is waiting, folks, until we get to the end of this article. It turns out that Mr. Tinsley is involved in some really top secret stuff with the government, especially the Air Force, of course. Like, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't anyone that's involved in some of the technologies that Radiance Technology is part of, why wouldn't they be involved with the Air Force? As a matter of fact, their office in San Antonio is right by Boeing, which is right by Lackland Air Force Base. Crazy. Crazy. They also have a 105,000 square foot laboratory. But people wonder, for what? What is it? What are they experimenting with? According to them, they're involved in exotic defense technologies, including direct energy weapons, hypersonic missiles, and the systems that used to defend against other things such as cyber warfare. And many projects that people say are a little bit out of the science fiction realm. Tinsley says, you know, he couldn't tell Knapp very much, but he could say that they've been supported and have been supporting the Las Vegas community, specifically Nellis Air Force Base, for over 20 years. No wonder Knapp is wondering if they're involved with UFOs. Now, if that doesn't really get you thinking, yeah, I mean, they could be supplying fucking lunch to Nellis. They could be going over there and doing janitorial work. Radiance Technology recently acquired certain Navy intelligence folks. Months ago, it announced that it was hiring someone that could work on reverse engineering, a specialist. That someone was Navy intelligence official Jay Stratton, who coincidentally turned around and said, hey, why don't you guys hire Dr. Travis Taylor? Now, did that happen? I don't know. It's very possible. Okay, Travis Taylor's all over the place. As we've recently found out over the summer, he is the guy who is running the UAP task force for the government, who is also part of the Skinwalker Ranch series, who is also a rocket scientist. He's all over the place. Actually, he's been on damn television on many series for a long time, especially dealing with UFOs. Are they possibly reverse engineering? Are they involved in something, as George Knapp would allude to, alien technology? It's possible, right? Why else would you need Dr. Travis Taylor and someone who is a reverse engineering specialist in old Stratton there? Something's going on. The great thing about this is this company is not exactly keeping it secret. Tim Tinsley, the president, he comes out and talks about it. But I think, you know, they give you a little hint. So, you know, your imagination just goes wild. You just think of all kind of shit that they might be doing. Hell, I feel like I need to drive by the office, kind of check it out, see where they're at. It might be on the base. I'm not really sure. It's probably about a half mile from one of the airfields at Lackland Air Force Base. So I might not be able to get to it, but it'll be interesting to see. The funny thing is also that when we talk about the reports in Killeen, when we talk about those UFO sightings, is it possible they're happening because of reverse engineering happening in along Air Force bases along Texas? Could this be what's going on? New technology. It'll be fascinating to see what this comes out to in the future, whether or not Radiance Technologies ends up being one of those companies that had involvement in reverse engineering technology from 4.2 far. This is a name to keep an eye on. Now, the only thing about the story is, you know, as far as George Knapp, I mean, come on. You had Deuce Bigelow, the space gigolo, who apparently you were a good acquaintance of, who allegedly had alien metamaterial, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't tell the whole story to George Knapp, but they didn't allow him to disclose it for whatever reason. Maybe an NDA or so. I don't know. But it's funny that George Knapp is calling out other companies when there's still a lot of unanswered questions regarding Bigelow and his activities when it comes to reverse engineering and alien material. Food for thought for you people who love the Napper. Check this out. Damn, Bugs is revving it up right now. William Shatner, Captain Kirk. It says in a recent book he published, he says going to space felt like a funeral. Why? I mean, you would think that after playing Captain Kirk for all those years, that it would be where he wanted to be. It would be the place that he often played. He was in, but never really made it. William Shatner, he says, listen, in his latest book, here's an excerpt that he released to Variety magazine. He said it was like a funeral. He says he had an amazing opportunity to watch planet Earth from above. And he said he was overwhelmed with sadness. He felt as he pondered the ongoing damage humans are leveling against the planet. I don't understand. Like, I don't feel like I would get on a silver phallus. Why? That wasn't even a silver phallus. That's the that was a white phallus, aka Jeff Bezos' party rocket, Blue Origin. I don't feel that if I had that opportunity, that I would feel overwhelmed with sadness. I'd be happy as fuck. Really? I mean, come on, Will. It's probably because he's at his end. He's reaching the end of days. I mean, he outlived the Queen, so that's good. But still. He says it was among the strongest feelings he ever had, ever encountered in his life. And the book is called Boldly Go, Reflections on a Life of Awe and Wonder, which was actually recently released by Simon & Schuster. Thanks to Jeff Bezos and, you know, the Blue Origin team, we have that moment where he felt those deep emotions. I want you to listen to this really intently. Here we go.
Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
Carmeline.
No description can equal this. Weightlessness.
This is nuts!
Oh, God.
This is
us? Oh, wow. Oh, I'm telling you.
Holy
hell. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, wow. I can't believe this.
I don't get it. Was it on the way? Was it on the descent that he felt like he was heading to a funeral? I don't understand. He sounded like he was totally orgasmic, cosmic and orgasmic all at the same time during that part of the recording while he was, you know, in the Blue Origin ship. Under phallus, while Jeff Bezos was watching him from below as he came down to the planet that humans are destroying. I don't know. It's hard to... I think really he had these moments maybe afterwards when he thought about what he had done, what he was involved with, and the fact that he was actually alive after it. I don't know. There's another quote here. It says, in contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below... fill me with overwhelming sadness, which is not what we heard. Every day, we are confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of Earth at our hands, the extinction of animal species, of flora and fauna, things that look 5 billion years to evolve. And suddenly, we will never see them again because of the interference of mankind. I mean, we wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for mankind. Kinda. I guess, I don't know. Like, he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mankind. He wouldn't be tripping around space in a fake spaceship if it wasn't for mankind. What is he talking about? So he says his trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral. So fucking what? Great. If you want to reverse 5 billion years of evolution, if you want to send us back into, you know, the soup, the primordial soup, go ahead. It makes no sense to me that he's so sad about it. He should be absolutely thrilled. He's only got a few years left anyway, unless he's going to end up being one of the oldest people on the planet. And he should enjoy that. He's done something that no one else That's a normal civilian, especially not a fucking actor, has been able to do. And that is travel to almost space, because you were on the wrong phallus. He traveled to almost space. That's what he should be writing about. He should be actually going out and challenging every fucking flat earther out there. You know, Captain Kirk against the flat earthers. That's what he should be doing. Not talking about a funeral, for fuck's sake. This link, and the link for the article before this, is in the description if you want to check it out. You know, what can you do? It just happens that when you get older, when you reach a certain point in your life where you're just old, yeah, it's okay, we'll all get there, right? I'm making fun of myself in the future. You get to the point where you think about everything, you know, and how horrible it is, how things could have been different. If you would have done this, you would have done that. What if he didn't go after that blue alien girl? I don't know. But all I'm saying is, it's okay to enjoy the moment, Will. Don't bring the rest of the planet down and the rest of the Trekkers thinking that we fucked up the planet in our short lifetimes. That's all I'm saying. Check this out.
No rest. No, no. I've been down so long that my mind can't get no rest. No, no. This ain't easy, darling.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
'Cause the devil's on my trail. Ha. I've been running so long that my feet don't work no more.
That first article was actually crediting, or I'm going to give credit to, should I say, the Norm for sending it through Twitter. I normally try to stay away from George Knapp articles only because I feel there's always like a lot of politics involved with George Knapp and the whole UFO situation, sadly enough. But, you know, that's what reporters do. They politic a lot just to get the little bit of info they can get for you. I mean, don't you think that's true? in Killeen, Texas, April. April, September 27 of this year. Apparently, a Texas witness believes that a craft that was flying above shut down his cell phone camera. Well, God, I don't know about that. Anyway, if you look at the image for this particular episode, that is one of the pictures that he snapped with his camera, which he reported to NUFORC, the National UFO Reporting Center, which is really, that should be the go-to for folks that want to report sightings, to be honest. Because that other place with the little boys and stuff like that, I just don't like it anymore. What's it called? MUFON? Or MOFON? Anyway, according to this witness, there were six objects that came into view, one after another, traveling in a straight path, flying southeast to northwest, and appearing to glow red and yellow. They seemed to disappear at a time and then reappear again. First thing that came to mind before I even saw the picture was like, oh, it's, Starlink again. You know, people in the woods, they don't understand. There's some things up there that are, they're flying around now in a straight line like a choo-choo train. But it's not Starlink. If you look at the image that he had on there, it's not it at all. Definitely not Starlink that was flying over that part of Killeen. He says he was going to check his mailbox at about 8:35 p.m. around that time. And then he turned to call his dog, and when he observed the odd lights in the sky, initially he saw one, but then the objects, as they flew in the distance, they turned out to look like they were triangular in shape and appeared like they were upright conquistador hats. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But anyway, for those of you who know, that's what it looked like. He said they were lit up like in a glow, no lights, like you would see on a conventional aircraft. He did say the objects were lit, but they seemed to have a dark metallic border around the lower base. This is what happens when you go out to walk your dog. It's dangerous, man. Let your dog pee and shit in the house. It's all right. Don't go outside. You might get abducted or probed. Let your little doggy pooch pick a spot on the couch and just let him go to town. You will save his life and yours in the future. Like I said, the image that was on there was from his phone. It does not look like the Starlink satellites at all. So who knows what it was. But, and I mean, honestly, you can't say that jets, especially fighter jets, going from one base to another, could you assume that they would not fly in a straight formation? I don't know. I mean, anything could happen, right? But again, this is Texas. Like I alluded to earlier in that Radiance Technologies article, I mean, it's very possible, right, that you have experimental aircraft flying from one base to another. Maybe across Texas over to Nevada or, you know, going up north somewhere, going to Utah where, you know, you have a lot of UFO sightings dating back to the late 40s. There was another sighting on September 19th, which was actually about 8 days before this one gentleman had his sighting, about 180 miles northwest of Killeen between Lyndale and Canton. Another witness reported seeing triangular-shaped objects for about 30 seconds. This witness says, I was driving east on I-20, and at about 45 degrees, I saw a row of lighted windows moving slowly from south to north across the interstate. And at first, the individual thought it must be the reflection of another vehicle. You know, you see it all the time. A lot of times you see in some UFO sightings where the reflection of other headlights, the succession looks like an armada of UFOs, you know, flying across your windshield or something like that. But they're saying, no, this isn't what it was. They thought it was at the beginning, but then they were driving with their son, who actually told the person to look up. He said, wow, it looks like an airplane standing still. That witness said that the object appeared to be about the size of a small commuter jet, except that the windows were square. And there were approximately a dozen windows. Square windows, I don't know. I mean, could you at a distance confuse maybe an oval-shaped window for it being square? I don't know. The witness says after driving about a quarter mile past where it crossed over the vehicle, they pulled over, but at that point, the lights had disappeared. The witness continued to say that it was a clear night and the stars were everywhere, but not the object. Curiously, they did see a meteor that night, and the child they were with said that the underside of the object appeared to be blacked out. Unfortunately, they couldn't corroborate that because they were traveling at about 60 miles an hour. So they said their sighting was about a total of 30 seconds and a half mile. So they weren't able to see that much detail. But apparently, you know, the sighting is corroborated, right? Because here's the individual with their offspring, and the child actually sees it. They actually described what they saw, which corroborates the sighting. An actual sighting happened of something that they were not aware of or have ever seen before, in their neck of the woods at least. It's another good sighting. And it just so happened 8 days before the sighting in Killeen, again, triangular-shaped crafts. And, you know, each craft has some kind of a weird shape. You know, one had the appearance of the underside being blacked out. And then the first one in Killeen, they talked about the triangular craft having some kind of a metallic look to it. Very crazy. What's going on in Texas? What are these UFO sightings all about? And why are they all the same craft? The best thing about reporting these things to New Fork is that you can kind of chase down the data. You can export the data. You can look at how many sightings in that time period happened over Texas or neighboring states there where people actually recorded a triangular craft. Yeah, kind of connect the dots, if you will. It's a pretty cool story, back-to-back in Texas. Like I said, you just imagine. I mean, you could have had a triangular craft maybe a few days before flying over Louisiana or heading towards Oklahoma or over to New Mexico. This thing could have gone many different ways, but New Fork would be the site to look it up and kind of make those inclinations, as Big O used to say, kind of put them to test. Look at the data, find out what's going on. The link to the rest of this article is in the description. Like I said, take a look at the image for the article, for the actual episode, and you'll be able to see the picture that he took. Doesn't look like Starlink, not one bit. Check this out.
Sturdy like a milli rocket. Skin clear, still look y'all. Andy Miller knockers. Money in my pocket. Don't call me a money pocket. Engine get to rocket. It sound like a thunder rocket. Yeah, I still love my baby even when it's toxic. Crazy like she Britney, but no, she don't shade the noggin. Russell Wilson, way I get low and stay in the pocket. I get paid and do my dance like a touchdown. Yeah, I can't do no time to leave that gun around. In my teens, we were acting up and running around. Now we're grown, still get to it if it's necessary. On the ground from January to January. Never met nobody who retired when they were young. So I guess I gotta get it to the cemetery. Getting paid just for rapping is fun. I lit up around a month and never wear it. Talking side, no electric. Couple of money in my head just to say they did it. Can't lie, I'm so paranoid and the window's tinted. I own everything around me, you can say it's rented. Not talking phone numbers when I'm talking 7 digits. Earn it by the day, every second minute. Used to pay me none, look, now they pay attention. Everybody said they drip, but I banded it. See them copy all the looks, but I stay switching. Pick up the loop, then hit the bank. Can't ever change, still wrote the change. Captain say the pay, this say the day. They made me wait, I'm breaking chains. Yeah, yeah. Tell me feeling bubbly off the rosé. Took a minute, but I got it out the slow way. Friends turn to foes, haters tell them go away. Rappers make a shiggy dance like a soul train. Tell them slide, no electric. It's getting hectic.
777. Seven, seven, seven. Yeah. Told him slide, no electric. Electric. Yeah, it's getting hectic. Yeah. 777. Yeah, yo. 777.
You know, one of the best things about being in the liquor business is that you literally have all these distributors or distilleries that come by. You know, they all have the same rolling bag that's full of bottles of their stuff, and they'll pull out, you know, 1 ounce cups to give you a taste, kind of get you to purchase their stuff, right? There was one day, it was one Saturday, that I had two distributors come by, and I was literally drunk by 10:30. The place opened at 10. I'm just saying, I had so much alcohol between these two people because they were like in competition. And I was feeling good. That was a one of those days that you kind of don't remember just because you ingested too much of the good stuff. His last article is pretty short, but, you know, he take this, William Shatner. Tom Cruise to become the first civilian to do a spacewalk. He's been talking about this for some time. He really has. He's really excited about this. He's jumping off all kind of couches lately. So it turns out that he, not only is he known for doing some of his crazy stunts in his films, but he wants to go out. He wants to go up to the space shuttle. And he wants to do a spacewalk. Could you imagine if somehow something goes wrong and this is the one stunt that Tom Cruise doesn't pull off and he ends up drifting into deep space? I'm just saying it could happen. Not wishing it on him, but the film could be fantastic. He says he's got an upcoming film, which I haven't named yet, with Doug Liman. And basically, he in the film is supposed to shoot up into space. He's going to be on the ISS, according to the way this Universal Pictures film is being teased. And he will actually be up there. He's got the support of NASA and SpaceX. Now, why SpaceX is involved in this, I don't know. And hell, I don't even know why NASA's involved in this. But I guess we do know, right? You got the Crew Dragon. You got NASA putting the schedule together. The budget for this film is $200 million. So the question is, will he get up there on Starship? Or will he get up there on the Crew Dragon? But the idea that he's going to be up there, he's going to do it for real. I don't know if he's going to come back crying like a little bee about how we're destroying the planet. But he's going to film this thing in space for real. Now, most of the picture is rumored not to be filmed in space, but there are going to be some scenes that, of course, you know, Tom Terrific, number two, would like to do this live and in real, not Memorex, for real. And he wants to do a spacewalk. I mean, that's a good way to get into space, right? Take some of your film budget, pay for a hot seat, get into space and get the hell up there. And then that's it. I mean, what other actor does that right now? It's just him. He would be the only actor to get his butt up into space for real, film a stunt, and actually film the shit all the way back down. What the film is about, we don't even know. They don't really talk about it. But that's the plan. He's going to get up to the ISS. And he's going to do this film, this scene, in real life. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think it'll take him some time. You know, you can't have too many reshoots, I'm sure. You know, take 35, Tom falls off the ISS. You can't really have too many reshoots of that. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of special effects in there somewhere. But, you know, what a great idea to go up there and film this in a major film in space. Everybody's getting into it, man. Like I said, he better not come down here crying about the primordial soup and how we pissed and shit all over it. I'll be mad. I will not see that film if that's the case. So, Tom, don't write no fucking books. Don't be sad. You're a rich-ass bitch, and you should be happy about it. That's the end of the podcast for today. We have plans. The Norm would like to do an episode on Halloween. It'll probably be on YouTube if we get it together. It's going to be tough. I got some long days ahead of me. But if we can pull it off, it's going to be fantastic. I was also sitting around thinking about last year when we had the 12 Days of Christmas, which was freaking hilarious to me. So look forward to seeing some holiday music. If I can get the Asgardians to get back together again and get their vocal cords moving, look forward to this happening again this holiday season. You know, 12 Days of Christmas was really freaking difficult to do, like, you know, remotely. And then trying to put all that shit back together again was crazy. But there's a lot of songs out there we can take on and feel that holiday cheer this year. Because inflation, apparently, it's real. And we need a little cheer and holiday goodness in our pockets. Not that we'll get that doing the podcast. But at least we'll bring it to your hearts where it matters. This is the end of the podcast. I thank you guys for joining me again this week. Like I say, I'll have a surprise episode if I can pull it out of my back pocket sometime during the week so that we can break this madness of just being here once. Enjoy your Mondays. Listen to the podcast on the shitter. And if you can, share it with your friends through social media or wherever it's possible. Ciao. Like you think, streets for bridges.
that gave us your head that have held you in captivity for so long. It's time to flip the page and prove them wrong. It's time for rebirth. Yeah, time's up to say goodbye to all the haters, doubters, and non-believers trying to bring you down. In the blink of an eye, you'll realize that there's so much more to the book than the page you were stuck on. Finally, you will feel free to live a life you love living instead of the life you think other people want you to live. Remember, you are the highest authority when it comes to knowing what you want and what you love. So stop trading yourself for the approval from others. Ladies and gentlemen, weirdos and geeks, please repeat after me. I don't give a fuck.
Should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space.
Emotional damage!